My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We are on the principle number 12 of the 13 principles of the Blogger's Manifesto. I can't believe we're going to finish this up this week. That's just crazy. If you haven't heard any of the other episodes, check the link in the show notes. It'll take you out to the episode that covers all 13 at a high level. And then you can pick and choose which one you want to listen to in depth. And there's also a printable for you with all 13. But today we're on number 12. We sell through email funnels. Our blog acts as a platform for selling products via email funnels, with all efforts aimed at growing our email list for funnel entry. Woo! So usually, unless you've had products for a while, the concept of email funnels is probably new to you, but I think it's where we need to go in light of the changing landscape. So you've been writing content, hopefully based on personas. You've created lead magnets for each one of those personas, and that's allowed you to build an email list of, here's what's cool, vetted people. These are people who already align with your personas, so they already have this, the problem. You already know what the problem is, or a handful of problems, and you have a solution to solve that. Here's the interesting thing. You probably have heard this before. So the ROI on email is 3,800%, meaning every dollar you spend, you get $38 back. It used to be, I think, 41 or 42. It's 38 is the last one I just read. But a lot of people who begin this process, they send out an email to their list, and then they go, I didn't sell anything. Email doesn't work. And that's so discouraging, because that's usually not the way it works. And I hate for you to think that that's the way you're going to get your 3,800% ROI. You get that by understanding the stages of awareness that your customers are in, explaining, or sharing with them that you understand the problem and that you have a solution, without explaining what the solution is and trying to shove it down their throat. And you do that over a series of emails. So most people, let's go back. Why is this important? Why are email funnels an important way to sell? The first thing is, most people aren't going to buy right away. And you've noticed that if you've sent a blast out to your list with a link and you had either, nobody buy or a limited number of people buy, it's just not the way things happen. So they have to be, they have to see it multiple times. They have to understand how it applies to them. They have to feel like there's only a limited amount of time for it. All of those things need to be in place. The other reason why we have email funnels specifically for each one of our personas is so that we can segment each one of those with a different message, instead of just sending something to everybody going, hey, I have this solution for you. It may not apply to everybody, especially if you've got multiple personas on your blog. Also, here's what I hear a lot of people say. I haven't been doing my newsletter consistently. I haven't been doing this consistently. I haven't been doing that consistently. Well, what's great about email funnels is that they're all automated. So it's running on autopilot. Money's coming in on autopilot. And because it's automated, you don't have to worry about forgetting it, or I'm on the road, or I went to visit grandma, or my kids were sick. All of those excuses, legitimate or not, are thrown out the window because everything is on autopilot. I also love that it's really easy to measure success with email funnels, because once you begin to realize an ROI that surpasses, you know, your costs, once you begin to see how much money it costs in order to get, or let me put it this way, how many people you need in your funnel in order to make a sale, and how long that that wait time is, I mean, you can optimize that, then you can begin running ads. It's so funny. I mean, I think many of us as bloggers have been thinking about ads for a long time, but we think about them as what's when somebody else is spending money and giving it to us, as opposed to us spending money. But we know ads work if you've got the right people coming in to your funnel and the messaging has been optimized. It's a printing press. I say this over and over. An ad is a printing press once you've got the email funnel going. It's also a lovely way to help people move through multiple funnels. So for example, on our blog, we have a date night kind of persona, and we also have a weekend getaway persona. And after somebody buys the product for date night, where do they go? Well, I can move them to the weekend getaways funnel if they've already purchased the date night funnel. Now, are all of them going to purchase that? No, probably not. I mean, it could be that these people don't travel. These are just people looking for date nights. But there's enough overlap with personas. I mean, look, you're all the personas in one body, right? There's enough overlap that it warrants trying to sell them into the next thing. And setting up those email funnels is how you do it. And what's great, multiple emails over the course of the funnel, and it helps you take the subscriber, the reader, the buyer through a journey, the right journey. We talked about stages of awareness. There are five, first of all, unaware. The other one is, the next one's problem aware. So they know they have a problem, but they don't realize there's a solution out there. Then they recognize that there's a solution, but they don't really know which one is best. Then they become aware of your product. And then they're obviously the most aware is when they know all about your product. And usually those people are, if they haven't purchased, they're waiting for some sort of deal. So that's the why. Let's talk about the steps. You've got to have your personas in place. You've got to have a lead magnet for each persona. Once you do that, then you'll plan your email series and set that up in your email management system, automating people through a series of emails that that tackle things like, I understand your, here's your problem and I understand it. Here's objectives that people usually have. Here's what people are saying, those sort of things. And you just want to keep testing and keep measuring over and over and over. So call to action, for people listening right now, my guess is that most people still don't have their personas identified and a lead magnet built for each persona. So you don't want to start through the email funnel process until you have that in place. It's so critical because you want to make sure that the people that you're running through the funnel are actually, like I said before, vetted. So that's your call to action, friends, is to keep your eye on email funnels and begin with understanding your personas and identifying lead magnets for those personas. So a couple ways I can help you with that for free is you can go to lesliepeterson.com. and you can download the Lead Magnet Master Kit. You answer a couple of questions, and this is a personal GPT. So you'll answer a couple of questions, you'll upload it to ChatGPT, and then it'll walk you through questions, additional questions you'll answer as you go, but it'll help you identify your personas and potential lead magnets for those personas. And that is all free. Just go to lesliepeterson.com and you can get that. If you are really ready to dive in, you've got a product, you've got personas, you've got a lead magnet for that product or for that persona. You just have no idea where to begin with the email funnel process We are starting a boot camp on this in the membership on April 23rd. I'd love for you to be a part of that. You can go to lesliepeterson.com and check out the insider membership there. It's included for all members, all the classes, all the boot camps, all the workshops, everything that I have crafted or shared or put together is available for members. There's nothing separate. You get it all. So check that out. It's pretty affordable in the grand scheme of things. And I look forward to the next episode where we wrap up this series. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com. The link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.